We have this morning on the first Sunday in Lent two stories of temptation with two very different outcomes. The first story comes from the book of Genesis and is part of one of the two stories of creation that our ancestors told to explain the nature of the world. This one, the story of Adam and Eve in the garden, is particularly interested in questions of humanity, our relationship to God and to the rest of creation, our inclinations to disobedience, our desire for knowledge and for power, and our imperfect grasp of both, our experiences of shame and suffering, and inevitably of death. And in that story, the tempter comes to Eve with a very simple observation. You could eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You could. You can. It's right there. You can. It is within your power to do so. And the tempter comes with a very simple promise. And if you do, it will make your life better because you will be more like God. And Eve listens to the tempter. She looks at the fruit. It looks delicious. It is in reach. She realizes the tempter is right. She could eat the fruit. And she imagines herself becoming more like God. And so she gives in to the temptation. The second story comes from the Gospels and is part of the story of God's recreation. And this particular part of the story is interested in much the same things as that story from the garden. But instead of placing regular people at the center of the story, it gives us Jesus. The tempter comes to Jesus with much the same observation as was made to Eve. You know, you could turn these stones into bread. You could summon the angels to protect you. You could align yourself with me. And the same promise, it will make your life better. And you will be more like God. And Jesus listens to the tempter. But here the stories diverge. For Jesus realizes that the tempter is wrong. Using his abilities in these ways, even though he could, will not make his life better, will not make him more like God, even if it might seem like they would. Eve used the gifts God had given her to benefit herself rather than in service of God. And this choice, the story teaches, leads to a world of sin and death. Jesus refused to make the same mistake, insisting that his gifts are to be used only in service to God. And this choice, the story teaches, leads to a world of mercy and abundant life. So on this first Sunday in Lent, we are given two stories of temptation with two very different outcomes so that we might enter into this season with self-examination. Which choice have I made? Whose lead have I followed? In whose service do I place my abilities and my talents? What kind of world am I helping to create? Now, I don't think that any of us have just one answer to these questions. Or actually, perhaps we do. And in fact, we all have the exact same answer to all of these questions, which is sometimes this and sometimes that. The gift of Lent is the opportunity to be honest about all of it, the righteous and the unrighteous, the generous and the greedy, the faithful and the self-serving. Because Lent reminds us, God already knows anyway. There's no point in pretending to be better than we are. And there is no point in pretending to be worse either. Because self-examination is not only for the purpose of correction, it is also for the purpose of genuine self-knowledge and discernment. We need to know the gifts that we have been given so that we can discern how to use them in God's service. And maybe it was easier for Jesus to see the falsehood in the tempter's suggestions because Jesus knew that he was the Son of God. He knew what he was capable of, and he knew what he was asked to do, and he knew how to direct his gifts. When we don't know our own gifts, or when we are trying to be something we aren't, we are more at risk of wasting them, or of attempting to use them to serve our own egos or desires instead of God. But when we are clear on what our talents and abilities are, when we are able to embrace them with gratitude for the gifts that they are and with pride for the goodness that they bring, we are better able to tend them well and share them generously, and to realize when we have failed to do so, so we can try again. Now, this is the focus of our Lenten study series this year, part of the I Intend theme. This work of discerning our talents and the ways in which God calls us to use them. So, as usual, there will be reflection questions in the weekly newsletter. There will be more information and resources for self-study in the Story at Home email. The small group meetings are still going on. And we are offering a 3-part workshop series this Lent. It'll happen after the 10 o'clock service on March 8th, 15th, and 22nd. The first of these workshops will explore the concepts of talent, discernment, and spiritual gifts. What are they, and how do I know whether I have them? The second session will provide the opportunity to look closer at our own particular gifts and how they might be put to service here at St. Helens, but also beyond our church, in God's world. And then the third workshop will ask us to think not about ourselves as individuals, but about St. Helens as the body of Christ in this place, with gifts and weaknesses and opportunities to serve God more fully. So this Lent, whether you will be here at St. Helens or off in your own places, I hope you will join in this work of self-examination and dedication, the stewarding of the talents and abilities that God has given you, as you seek to follow the way of Jesus to the world of mercy and abundant life that awaits us in the promise of the resurrection.